Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
The 68 bridges are in 19 states. Landmarks like the Brooklyn Bridge, Maryland's Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge. Cargo ships have quadrupled in size over the last 45 years, far beyond what many bridges were designed to handle.
More cuts to federal agencies. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced $580 million in contracts and grants are being canceled at the DOD.
The cuts, according to the Pentagon, related to human resources software, some outside consulting, and grants paying for diversity efforts and fighting the impacts of climate change.
Jared Hill reports that Hegseth will be meeting with President Trump at the White House later this morning. Elon Musk is also set to visit the Pentagon this afternoon. Over a dozen wildfires are burning in South Florida. Larry Stewart is with CBS News Miami and says crews are working to control one blaze that's blocking a big highway.
They spray water on trees, leaves, and grass, working to keep the only open road in and out of the Florida Keys passable. Near Florida City, fencing still smolders after flames roared too close for morning and afternoon traffic to safely roll through.
And an extremely early Christmas miracle for Mariah Carey. A judge in L.A. has tossed out a $20 million copyright lawsuit. It was filed by two songwriters who claimed that she copied their Christmas song for her huge hit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bonduelle team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Four buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Bucks drain the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. At one point, Milwaukee led by 35. Kyle Kuzma on what's kept the Bucks together despite losing five of their last eight.
I think our positivity as a group, our communication as a group, I think in that Golden State game and even OKC and the games prior, we kind of get into like a phase where we don't talk as much. We're like locked in. But I think consistently we did a good job of being positive and having a competitive spirit. I thought that was a good thing.
March Madness, Marquette faces the New Mexico Lobos tonight in Cleveland in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers advance after beating Montana yesterday, 85-66. John Blackwell led with 19 points. Up next, Wisconsin faces BYU tomorrow night at 6:25. And in Madison, the Boys State High School semifinals continue today at the Kohl Center. The state finals are tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter, I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax, everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got it. She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
Telebaz, Rescue Me, 709, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, increasing cloudiness today with 155. Right now it's clear, 33 degrees here at Radio Park. Don't forget, our statewide text to win contest begins Monday. Oh, I can't wait. Giveaway times, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Friday, by the way. We've got great prizes. What you're going to do is you got to download the Civic Media app. I'll give you a word. You got to text that word back to us, and you're in for your chance to win some great prizes, too. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. beginning Monday, our statewide text to win contest right here at Civic Media, WRJN. Here's a sweet story for you. Ready? Two high school sweethearts from Michigan reconnected 73 years later and started dating again. Bill Hassinger is 90 years old. Joanne Blacken is 92. They met at a school bar on a school bus and went to prom together, but broke up after she left for college. Joanne's daughter looked Bill up 2 years ago and realized he only lived 80 miles away, so Joanne wrote him a letter. He called her. They fell in love all over again. You know what that proves? It's never too late. Isn't that a sweet story? I love it. What a way to wake up this morning. 710, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dancing in the Street. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, coming up today at 1 o'clock, number one ranked Park High School is going to be taking on number four ranked Cedarburg, 1 p.m. here on WRJN. If they win, they go to the state championship tomorrow. Wow, it's going to look good. All right, so the game is on WRJN. It's brought to you by these great sponsors. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. And Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. 1 o'clock today, Park versus Cedarburg, right here from the Kohl Center in Madison with Dick Graceffa on WRJN. All right. Happy first full day of spring. Yes, yesterday was the beginning of spring. This is the first full day of spring. Tomorrow will be the first weekend of spring, and Monday will be the first Monday of spring, so we can stretch this thing out. Temperatures will be in the 50s today. That's not bad. That's nice as springtime weather. It should start to feel more like spring to a lot of people. A recent poll found spring is our favorite season, but it's close. 30% said spring, 29% said fall, 28% said summer. And the people on skis and cross-country skiing, 10% said winter is the best. I don't know. I like winter on a weekend when it's nice and warm and toasty. I can watch the snow fall outside and knowing I don't have to shovel it till Sunday. It's 7:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing clouds today. We said highs near 55. That's nice. Right now, it's clear and 33 degrees in Radio Park. More today than yesterday. Here's Spiral Staircase.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
local news, Tampa's hits WRJN. This I don't get at all. A bartender in Florida is making very good money slapping spring breakers in the face. If you never heard of it, it's called a hurricane shot. That's what it is. Most of her customers are men, but she'll slap women too. For $30 now, $30 you gotta pay, you get a shot, have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and get a slap in the face real hard. She's been selling up to $6,000 worth of shots a night. I don't know, when I go out, I don't want to get punched in the face. maybe it's just me. All right, it's 7:17 local news, Tamla Sitz. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Knights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
May 722, local news, Townless Hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 55, some rain tonight, maybe snow mixed in, lows around 27. Sunday tomorrow with a high near 36, and rain and snow on Sunday. Nothing's going to stick. We got looking for a high of 48 degrees. Right now, sunny and 34 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio, and by the way, you have to ask yourself, what was this guy thinking when he did this? A 37-year-old dad in Ohio faced harassment charges after he kept calling his son's elementary school to complain about them giving him too much homework. When they stopped picking up the phone, he called the cops 18 times. They told him he can come down to the station and talk to him in person, but he demanded that the chief of police come to his house instead. Didn't happen. Several officers did show up to arrest him at his house. They charged him with menacing and telecommunications harassment, both misdemeanors. Did he really give this situation any thought before he started all this? You got to believe he didn't. I mean, what was this guy thinking? 723, local news, Timeless Hits.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming. So when I dropped it in the mailbox, as in a special deed, bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No
such soul.
Elvis Presley, Return to Sender, 725 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and it's odd but true. Are you getting married? Did you get married? All right. Remember all the bridesmaids had to wear the same dress? Where did that ever come from? Well, we found out. The tradition of bridesmaids wearing all the same dresses goes back to ancient Rome. They dress all the same as the bride to confuse any evil spirits that showed up at the wedding to snatch her away. But they don't wear the same dress as the bride. So, I don't know. I would assume that they would still wear all the same dresses. Evil spirits snatching her away. It's 725 local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Paul Harvey with the rest of the story now. Sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolate. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Paul Harvey, coming up in 30 seconds.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. What a sight it is. What a sight. Rick Hansen has been gone more than 2 years, had set out 26 months previous on a mega marathon that had taken him around the world, and now here he is coming home. This phenomenal 29-year-old athlete, 20 miles from his hometown destination. Yet even at that distance, ecstatic spectators are lining the roadside, many waving yellow ribbons, others holding roses or bunches of daisies, cast flowers in his path, thousands standing with fingers poised on camera shutter buttons, hoping to capture this historic moment for posterity. And out in front, escorting Rick on the home stretch, British Columbia police cars, rolling with their lights, flashing triumphantly, and there, at the center of all this attention, this handsome hero, relentlessly making his way to the point where it had all begun, the parking lot of Vancouver's Oak Ridge Mall. Only 300 or so had assembled to see him off that rainy March day in 1985. But now in the glorious springtime of 1987, Rick Hansen is coming home, and tens of thousands are mobbing the parking lot in the nearby streets, cheering, awaiting the promised moment that few thought would ever come. The magnificent marathon man had traversed 5 mountain ranges on 4 continents. He had passed through 34 countries and temperatures running the gamut from subtropical to sub-zero. He had endured 1 flood and 4 robberies in remote regions. And now at the end of this remarkable record-shattering journey, Rick Hansen was looking back over the course of 24,901 miles, roughly equivalent to the circumference of the earth itself. The lone marathoner is in sight now, and word spreads along the Oak Ridge crowd like fire on a fuse. Here he is. Here he comes. Those close enough on the cleared pathway call out individual greetings. Keep it up, Rick. We're proud of you, son. Keep it up. And some reach out to touch him, and the rest wave as he passes, and Rick smiles and waves back. It's the face of a movie star. The arms and chest of a big league power hitter, yet the humility of an Alvin York. And the citizens of Vancouver love this man. The 105-degree heat of the Australian desert and the windswept passes of the Swiss Alps and the Canadian Rockies are behind him now, and all that's left is love. There's a new niece in Rick's family, 7 months young, whom he has never seen. There is much else ordinary for this extraordinary man to catch up on, and he will. Here at the end of a 25,000-mile road which no one had ever traveled before, and Rick's competitors in this marathon, they had all been left behind. Each and every one left behind in the dust of another hemisphere. Opponents with names like fear and discouragement and the preconceived notion that certain people must be pigeonholed as society prescribes. Rick Hansen has vanquished them all by safely and successfully circling planet Earth with utterly useless legs. And yet under his own power, with determined hands, spinning the steel rims of the wheels of a wheelchair. And now, you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story again this afternoon, 12:05 with Dan Marcus here at WRJN. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on locally. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bondwell team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Four buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine Police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Applications have started to roll at your local Farm Service Agency office for the recently launched ECAP program. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. ECAP stands for Economic Crop Assistance Program, a $10 billion program that's designed to help farmers offset losses from tough weather and severe weather in last year's growing season. Greg Biba is Wisconsin State Program Director for our USDA Farm Service Agency offices, and he helps us out with the math calculations.
It's pretty simple calculation. Acreage that is planted for harvest, grazing, of whether it was haying, silage, those acres, it's just simply those acres reported times that payment rate times 85% this first go around. And in the two wet areas where maybe they prevented from planting and they reported those acres into us, they are eligible, but only up to 50% of that acreage is eligible.
Greg Biba is the state program director for USDA's Farm Service Agencies in Wisconsin. Now, there's no rush. Applications will be accepted into August. But if you would like to start the paperwork at your local Farm Service Agency office, Biba encourages you to reach out and schedule an appointment. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning, pretty quiet. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, floods. What you see in real time helps tremendously in the warning process. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to relay local weather observations. Tracking vital weather information also plays an important role in gathering climate information used in our daily agricultural workday decisions. Volunteer citizen scientists have been lending a hand for decades and thoroughly enjoy this very important hobby. To become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
In overnight activity this morning, May corn's down 2 at 467. December new crop down a half at 453. May beans are down a penny at 1012. November new crop down 2 at 1008. July wheat's basically unchanged, 573. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained a penny and a half at 162. Double A butter likewise unchanged. April class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 11 this morning, 1704 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. I'm PM Yankee.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Everybody wants to live longer. They will eat anything to live longer, but I guarantee you, here's something you will never hear anybody say. Oh, please take it away already. I can't stop eating that kale. That kale is so good. No, it's not. It's packing material. You can't chew kale. I took it back to the store. I said, you can't chew this. He said, you have to go like this. I said, what, roll it and smoke it? Is it prescription kale? Does everything have to have kale in it now? Kale chips, kale cookies, kale crackers. What kind of dog is that? Oh, he's a kale doodle. What goes with the kale? The quinoa. We have to have the quinoa. Nobody knows what it is. You can't find it in the store. Ask somebody who works in the market. Excuse me, where's the quinoa? The what? The quinoa? Aisle two.
It's time for Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, John.
Okay, we have three new movies opening up this weekend. Let's run through them.
That's right. The first one is Snow White. This is a PG live version of the classic tale Snow White. In this one, Snow White is played by Rachel Ziegler. She joins the Seven Dwarfs to liberate her kingdom from the Evil Queen, who's played by the one and only Gal Gadot. That is out right now and should be very popular with families. The next one is The Alto Knight, starring Robert De Niro. This is an R-rated gangster docudrama. The movie's directed by Barry Levinston. He did Rain Man, Good Morning Vietnam, Bugsy, Wag the Dog, just a ton of things by this director, Barry Levinston. And in this one, De Niro actually plays both of the main characters in the movie. He plays two mafia dons, their former friends. They find themselves going head-to-head in mid-20th century New York, and that movie is The Alto Knights.
You know, there's a guy that could be so scary in movies like Goodfellas, Casino, and then he can be a riot in Meet the Parents. I mean, he really switches it back and forth. He's frightening, and he's hilarious. He's what a great actor, huh?
The next one is Locked. It is rated R. It's a psychological thriller. Bill Skarsgård plays a thief who breaks into an SUV. He seems successful at it, only to realize he slipped into this sophisticated game, and the whole car is locked up and remotely controlled by a character played by Anthony Hopkins. So lots of things going on. Think of someone being locked up. Kind of like a psychological thriller, like one of the Saw movies may have been. So Bill Skarsgård is this one. Anthony Hopkins is in this one. It should be a great thriller on screen this weekend.
Okay, so Disney's got the live-action Snow White, but you have a history here of some live-action films from Disney and how successful they were. Let's go through some of them.
Well, that's right. In fact, so Snow White comes out. It's a reimagining of an animated tale as live-action. This is actually the 18th time they've done that, because they've done it 17 times before. If we just take a list at those from lowest box office gross to top, we had Mulan, which actually wasn't released to theaters through the pandemic. The Jungle Book from 1994, 102 Dalmatians from 2000, Peach Dragon from 2016, Alice Through the Looking Glass from 2016, Cruella in 2021. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil in 2019, Dumbo in 2019, 101 Dalmatians in 1996, Cinderella live action in 2015, Oz the Great and Powerful in 2013, Maleficent the first one in 2014, and then we get into the top five, Alice in Wonderland in 2010. That movie brought in $334 million. Aladdin that starred Will Smith in 2019. It brought in $355 million. The Jungle Book in 2016 brought in $364 million. And now we're getting the really big ones. The Beauty and the Beast live-action version in 2017 brought in over $500 million. And the number one Disney reimagining was the original reimagining of The Lion King. It brought in $543 million, and that was in 2019. So lots of history there. Disney has done this plenty of times, and here they are doing it again this weekend with Snow White.
Let's talk about some things coming out soon, and one of them is The Chosen. Now, this is a series. This isn't just one particular movie. This is like season five coming out of The Chosen, and they do it in chapter form. And I love the fact that you guys put it on the big screen, because that's the way it really has to be seen.
Yeah, this is The Chosen season five, The Last Supper. As you mentioned, it was filmed for cinema, so you really want to go see this, not on your television, but go out and see the whole story in the cinema. That's what it was meant to be seen as. This is a really unique story. A guy named Dallas Jenkins produces this. The company is 5x2 Studios, and it's completely crowdfunded and has been a smashing success. So The Chosen, The Last Supper, it's been released in three parts. So part one is going to come out on March 27th. Part two will be released the week of April 3rd. And part three will be released the week of April 10th, all leading up, of course, to Easter week. And what this will do, The Last Supper Part 1, is chronicle the life of Christ during the Holy Week, during the time leading up to the Last Supper. So a fantastic series. If you've seen it, it is very educational and just wondrous to watch on screen. And we've even got a passport. If you want to see all three showings, you can go see it for $30. They'll give you a passport to see all three of them. Plus, you get 20% off food and beverage if you do that. And it's just a real easy way to make sure you're seeing all of these in three consecutive weeks. But should be something great to see on the big screen. They started putting this on the big screen with one of their Christmas specials, and it worked out so well that they've just decided to release these in subsequent years, the whole season, before it goes to streaming.
Yeah, and we've seen all four in the theaters, first four chapters, and it really is an excellent series. And I kind of ruined it for you because I said, you know where they film it? Now, it looks like they film it in the Holy Land. They film it just south of Houston, Texas, which I guess looks like the Holy Land. And all the extras from San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston come in. Now, if you didn't know that, you would never know it. And I'm sorry I may have spoiled it for a lot of people. All right, what else we have coming out?
Well, coming out beyond this week, we've got some real good ones that people may not know about. So this is being released on March 28th. It's called The Working Man. Now, interestingly enough, this is a story that was written by Sylvester Stallone. And it stars Jason Statham. He's a man that left his profession as a black ops operative. He became a construction worker so he could be a good dad to his daughter. But when a local girl in the community vanishes, he has to return to the skills that made him that mythic figure in the black ops world. So a working man, you can guess, because Jason Statham is in it, that there is a lot of action in this movie. So that one's coming out on March 28th.
Death of a Unicorn. What's that about?
Well, also coming out on March 28th, this is a real unique kind of dark comedy. It's put out by A24. So this is the same studio that's put out movies like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And Jen Ortega and Paul Rudd star in this movie. They're a father-daughter duo. They hit a unicorn with their car. So that's kind of how this whole thing starts. And they bring it to a wilderness retreat of a mega-wealthy pharmaceutical CEO. The unicorn turns out to have these miraculous curative properties that Paul Rudd's character's boss tries to exploit. And in doing so, there are just some horrifying results that happen. So this one should be a good one on screen. A little touch of horror, a little touch of dark comedy in this one. It's called Death of a Unicorn. And it comes out on March 28th. Of course, you can go see it on early access screening at the Renaissance Cinema. That's on Monday, March 24th. You can come out and see it early. So that's Death of a Unicorn.
And one more film to look out for. It's called The Amateur.
Yeah, this one's on sale right now. Rami Malek, who's excellent in everything he does. He plays a CIA cryptographer who manages to blackmail his agency into training him to let him go after a group of terrorists who killed his wife. This is a spy thriller. This is an action film. Rami Malek is great. It's on sale now. It's The Amateur, and it will be out on April 11th.
He was great as Freddie Mercury. in Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie. And he also played a great James Bond villain, too. He's a very good actor. Okay, so you're going on vacation, and next week you're going to CinemaCon. Now, what is CinemaCon?
That's CinemaCon is an exhibition conference for all those that are related to movie-going exhibition. So you'll see everyone there, from the suppliers that bring in everything from candy to popcorn machines to cinema projection equipment to speakers. You'll see all those folks there. You'll see all the studios. So this is going on from March 31st to April 3rd. It's in Las Vegas, so I'll be out there and hopefully learning a few new things about some exciting announcements and other things that are coming up, and I'll be able to share what I can with you. Some of it might be under embargo, but we'll be able to share with you a summary of all the things the studios are rolling out, because there's always a surprise or two at CinemaCon.
We'll get it out of you. Don't worry. I know how to work you. We'll find out the secrets and get them on the air. Here's something else, though. Everybody says, well, radio, what a great job. You play music all morning. No, 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 no. You have the greatest job. You get to be flown all over to meet the stars, the studios, see the movies in advance. That's a great job. But you've been doing this all your life.
Well, I've been doing this, yeah, for about 30 years now, but the greatest part about cinema is it never stops. There's always a new story. There's always something that goes on. But the treadmill never stops, and that's what makes it exciting.
You know, Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel said, you think our job is fun? He said, think about all the bad movies we have to sit through for 2 hours at a time. And you just want to get out of that theater and run. And you've got to sit there and watch it. So I guess every job has its pluses and minuses. Well, you have a good vacation. And we'll talk next Friday. And we'll talk to you then.
We'll talk next Friday, everyone. We've got Snow White, The Alto Knights, and Locked as new releases this week. We'll see you at the movies.
Thank you, Brett. It is that was recorded, by the way. Brett's on vacation, so we did record that the other day. 7:47. Hey, coming up, Dick Graceff in just a moment. We're going to talk about the big game this afternoon, Park Cedarburg. I'll talk about that coming up. But right now, I've got a big deal for you to talk about.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban
abortion. And he's sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
A bit of a disappointment last night. Bondiwell over the Prairie School in a game here on WRJN last night. Now, we do have one final hope to get into the state finals, and that'll be this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Dick Recep is here. Dick, what's that last great hope we have?
Well, you got Park, who's the one seed, playing Cedarburg, the number four seed, and hopefully we will be successful this afternoon, because it's an afternoon game. 1:35 is tip-off. We'll go on the air about 1 o'clock, and hopefully we'll come out with a win. As the Park Panthers, you know, they've been practicing the last 2 days. They found gyms to practice in Madison, I was told. So they're taking this game very seriously. They're not overlooking it because they're playing the lower seed in the Division II, the lowest seed in Division II. So we'll see this afternoon.
Okay, now this is one and done. So if they win, we move on to the state finals tomorrow night at, 6:35. But what time we go on the air? 6 o'clock tomorrow night?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep.
And if they lose, see you next football season, right?
August 22nd. That'll be our next high school sport broadcast.
Okay. Just being a Racinian here, Cedarburg, nice school, good kids, but I want Park to win. You know, I saw something funny. There was it's a commercial, I think, for an insurance company, and it shows this girl, and she is, her date's at the door, and she opens up the date so this young man can meet her mother and father, and he's wearing a Duke sweatshirt, and the people in the house, oh my goodness! And the father shakes his head, the teenager shakes her head, the mother shakes, and they slam the door on him and they pull the curtain down. They're a North Carolina family.
Oh, okay.
He was wearing a Duke sweatshirt, so yeah. if you're gonna meet the parents, find out what team they support, and then wear that shirt. Wear that hat. Don't wear the opposition. So anyway, Park today, number one ranked against Cedarburg, number four ranked. The game on WRJN at 1 o'clock. And it's brought to you by some really nice people. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Well, I hope we see you Saturday night, 6 o'clock. We'll see what happens.
Okay, Don. We're hoping.
All right. This afternoon, 1 o'clock pregame, 1:30 tip-off, and actually, it's 1:35 tip-off from the Kohl Center in Madison. One more time, it's number one Park High School versus number four Cedarburg. Dick Graceffa with all the play-by-play this afternoon right here on WRJN. All right, good luck, Dick.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, Dick Graceffa watching all the high school sports for us. It's 7:53 local news time. Let's hit WRJN.
I'm
distinction. Love or Let Me Be Lonely, 756, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. We told you earlier about a woman who bought a lottery ticket for $8.4 million and won. She won the $8.4 million, but she can't collect because the state of Texas requires you to pay cash for those tickets. She bought it online from some offshore gambling thing, so she doesn't get the money yet. They're still checking on it. Speaking about the lottery, a guy forgot about a lottery ticket he bought on Christmas Eve, finally checked the numbers. He realized he won $8.9 million. I don't know. What do you get, 6 months to cash that thing in? Wouldn't it be amazing if you just missed it by one day? $8.9 million. Ouch. And Chrissy Clyde this today with a high near 55. Right now the sun's shining 34 degrees here at Radio Park.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me.
The one, 759, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, here's something I'm sure HR wants to hear. 37% of Americans in a poll said they will call in sick and skip out of work to watch March Madness this year. 43% will also watch games while on the clock. 46% said they're less productive in general when the games are on. I guess it's okay as long as you get a note from your bookie telling you, telling you that, you know, you stayed home for a real reason. 8 o'clock on the noggin.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacy Lynn. One of the world's busiest airports is closed today.
The Circle Line is operating with severe delays. Heathrow Airport is closed.
The reason, a fire at a nearby substation, says CBS's Ian Lee in London.
It knocked out power for tens of thousands of homes while disrupting more than 1,300 flights at Europe's busiest airport. 120 planes already in the air turned around, while others closer to London were diverted to nearby European cities.
And travel consultant Gary Bowerman says it is causing a ripple effect.
It's not just the airport operators, it's the airlines, it's the hotel companies around the world that will have to house passengers who are stranded. That tends to have a surge impact on rates for hotels.
The airport.